We are back. We are back.
This man can't hang anymore.
We are back.
Got us here waiting around for the start of the podcast in a Dodger shirt.
In a Dodger shirt. Just, I'm a mess, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a mess. Unwell.
Anyway, welcome everybody. A special Monday edition of AirPods and Airballs. Surprise episode. I am your host. The podcast where we do half-baked takes on basketball, uninformed opinions on pop culture, and sometimes talk about nothing. It is Monday. We are out of our flow. We're catching up, but it's cool. As always, Joe Crawley, needs WBG on Twitter. We got Dom Harnia. Dom, tell me your favorite spice. Monday questions come with Monday difficulties.
Does crushed red pepper count as a spice? Is that a spice?
Sure. You're 12 year old.
Let me put that as a placeholder for now, and I'll just blurt one out later.
We'll let you figure it out. But and fresh off a Vegas trip, we got Bradley Chi. Hey Brad, what's your favorite day of the week?
Thursday, because Thursdays roll into Fridays. Fridays are not a real day; it's an extended weekend. So it's basically Thursday is the new Friday. Has been since college.
Thursday is like the people's champ, right?
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I think like if you objectively go like, what's the best day? I think you have to say Saturday, right?
But that's like the popular opinion, you know?
Yeah, that's like you know, who's, it's like saying LeBron's your favorite player, right? Like
it's like a given. Yeah.
Yeah. But
it's like if you be there, Saturday's your favorite day.
Yeah. LeBron's are Saturdays, Steph Curry's are Thursdays. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Are you wearing a Mavs jersey, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Oh my God.
Michael Finley. Shout out.
Okay, that's okay. I thought it was a Doncic jersey. Michael Finley is cool.
Yeah, you haven't heard Dom now is MFF.
Domčić.
Mavs fan for the last month.
Luka Domčić.
I've been solidly on the Mavs wagon.
Luka.
Since the playoffs started.
But what are we talking about today, Dom?
You know, this is gonna be a quick pod because you know we have some busy folks here going to Warriors games, going to NBA classes this week, and I'm just doing nothing. So you know, we're just gonna do a quick pod to preview Warriors Mavs, and maybe recap our I think we all traveled.
Yeah, I would love to hear about Brad's Vegas trip.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Yeah. Brad, yeah. You're moving slow today. Tell us why.
I'm moving slow, boys. You probably hear it in my voice. You probably heard it in the intro. You can't see me right now, listeners, but Dom and Joe are staring at me in a Dodger t-shirt. There's a lot wrong right now in the world. And I went to Vegas this weekend for a quick 48-hour bender with my MBA cohort. It was very well put together. Shout out Kevin. He's this party planner in our class who put together quite the epic itinerary. Grade dinners were set up, reservations. We all had to book our own accommodations and everything, but bottle service at the clubs we went to both nights and the day club, all taken care of. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. I'm just very, very, very tired. The big win is I didn't lose much money on the tables, so that was good. Came out only down 40. So
there you go.
Was smart and kept it in line on the gambling. I didn't put any money down for future bets, like on the Raiders, which I wanted to do, but and I didn't bet. I never bet on the Warriors just because one, I don't want to bet on my own team, but I would have liked to do like a nice, like put the house on the Raiders for maybe a Super Bowl appearance or something, but didn't have it in me. Ran out of time.
So a man that puts the house on the Raiders for a Super Bowl appearance is a man that does not appreciate his house. But I guess like my question for you, Brad, is like obviously like you've done those college Vegas trips and Vegas trips like with your friends, like without the NBA. What do you think the big difference was besides like did it just feel like higher class?
Yeah, we were just like it was the scale of it was a lot bigger. Like, you know, when you go with like college friends or even just like a group of friends or, you know, if you're organizing like a trip with just like good buddies, it's like, you're not gonna, I mean, unless you're going really big, like you're not gonna buy out a certain section, or if you guys get a table, it's gonna be like just one table, or, you know, if you do any type of, you know, dinner, it might just be kind of like a small reservation. Like, I think the weekend just felt like we were running Vegas. At least for where we were, like we would take over like in a whole section of a club or something. And then you guys probably saw on my Instagram, we had like a light up thing on like the Encore Beach Club thing. And we had signs and like bottle service girls were like bringing up our signs and like pumping us up. It was just the most famous I've ever felt in my life.
How many were you guys?
In total, like basically both years were there, so I would say like 150 total.
Oh,
that is a lot bigger than I thought. That's you were gonna crazy. Say. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like 150. I didn't know everybody. Like I would say like I mostly hung out with the people that were just like in my grade. Met some new people, but for the most part was just sticking close with who I knew.
If you asked me to guess, I would not have guessed 150.
Yeah. What was your guess?
I don't know. Maybe 30. Like.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And say the fact that y'all got a section is, when I saw on Instagram that they said like welcome UCLA NBA, I was like, wow, they must have spent some money. I was like, well, a party for 150 people. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But no, man, it looked like a fun trip. You got us, who's just time. You saw like what, Marshmallow?
No. So we went to the night swim at EBC. I don't think there was any big DJ, but then after that, we went to see Kygo. And then Saturday day was Elenium at Tao Beach Club. And then that night was Chainsmokers at XS.
Living your best life.
That is
you're on that bougie ass trip watching the Chainsmokers.
If there's a weekend that was planned out for Brad, it was Kygo, Elenium, and the Chainsmokers all on the same weekend. So
Brad living his best 22-year-old ABG life. But
yeah. Oh god.
No. But no, it looks kind of fun. One thing I did want to ask you was I saw you flew JetSuite X.
Yes.
Give us your review. I've always wanted to do it. It's always been a little pricey. But the convenience just seems super nice.
So the convenience was nice. I think the reason why a lot of us decided to do it, or at least some of us decided to do it, was you can drink booze on the flight and you can bring booze on the flight. Because it's basically like a charter. You basically roll right up and they don't check your bag like they do at TSA. And so you can like bring wine, you can bring seltzers, you can bring beer, whatever you want. And then they have free alcohol on the flight for you. I mean, it's such a short trip to Vegas from LA. It was like, 30 minute flight, but I mean, you can crush two champagne flutes in there. Yeah. But yeah, it's kind of like a BYOB flight. It's a good vibe to kind of get the weekend going. If you're going to like a place like Vegas or Austin, Texas, like highly recommend. It's fun. Maybe if AirPods and AirPods gets big enough, we can.
Yeah, the AirPods and AirPods section. That's good. Mm-hmm. We need the chain smokers mix in the what we before the drop.
We are back. Yeah.
But yeah, I was in Vegas too.
That's right. I want to hear about your trip.
I was only there for 24 hours, like super.
You weren't there for that music festival, were you?
No, I did not feel like passing out from heat exhaustion this weekend. But
shout out Joseph Villarosa, by the way. Joseph Villarosa was there. He messaged me on Instagram. He said he was there.
Yeah, shout out Joey. But no, my trip was good. It was nice. I was hanging out with Vito the entire time. So Vito and Jennifer, or Vito and Jennifer, Denise and Jennifer were on a 30th birthday trip. So me and Vito were like, you want to go see Silk Sonic in Vegas? And this is something we kind of hatched up during my bachelor party. So just me and him, got there at like 10 o'clock, went to Topgolf, And shout out Dom. Dom's the homie. Dom was jealous that he was there with
so
us.
Jealous.
So he basically asked us to send videos of our swings, and he was coaching us through iMessage. And like a tip from a Dom, a tip from Vito, swings never look better. So not ready for the AirPods and Airballs classic, but soon, maybe like the Grizzlies a year away. Top Golf, Top Golf's fun, hard to beat Top Golf, but then, did a little gambling, ended up mostly even, nothing too crazy there. Went to Ghost Donkey in the Cosmo for a nice little cocktail before dinner. Met up with my parents and our family friends for dinner. It's my dad's 60th birthday this weekend. So, we went to, it's a championship year. We need to have some championship food. So we went to the MGM International Smoke, right? Mm-hmm. So Vito, my parents, eating Aisha Curry's fine dining cooking. And I think International Smoke in Vegas was probably three times better than the San Francisco one.
Where is the one in Vegas?
It's in the MGM. But I haven't been to National Smoke in like 3-4 years. The city, there's one in SF, because when it opened, just going all the time, just because this was like peak Steph Curry, which meant peak everything about Steph Curry, right?
Yeah.
Pooping in Steph Curry's shoes, right? Drinking Muscle Milk, like doing all those things. But anyway, saw Silk Sonic, which was like a ton of fun. Maybe I got to say, like, the Silk Sonic concert, I might have been the best concert I've ever been to. And I think
what venue were they?
They had their own little theater in the Park MGM. It's Dolby Live. Nice. It's where
is like, it a residency?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
And I think T-Pain has always been in like my top like 3 or 4 live performers. And I think it's just because like it's his music combined with just like how he performs and does everything. He sings, he dances, he does the auto tune. He like plays up to the crowd, like just plays the hits, like knows how to like feed off the energy. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of what T-Pain does really well, Silk Sonic does really amazing, except it's like Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak in their prime. Right.
Yeah.
So like when you see like Anderson .Paak dancing to Treasure, right, and just doing all the dance moves and stuff, it just, ridiculous. I was telling Vito, I want to make Denise take me for my 30th birthday in August. But like, it was just in between going to game 6 on Friday and then like Saturday going to that concert, I was just doing so much yelling. And then basically gambled, lost more money. Made it home just fine.
Nice.
I did get sucked in. I never thought I'd be one of those people though in the Vegas airport. But I got sucked into playing the slots. Got to the airport a little too early. And I was playing this Monopoly slot. And I spun the wheel. I got so excited. And I just lost everything I spun the wheel on.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
But put it like this. It's good. It's good to be home. It's good to be home.
I'd agree with that. Yeah. 100%. Vegas is a place where it's like, if I'm there for more than 48 hours, I did something wrong. Yeah.
I will say, though, I don't know. Vegas will always hold a place in my heart. And I think it's just because there's something for everybody, right?
That is true, actually. You can be as involved or like as uninvolved as you want. You can go to the pool for like literally all day and just lie out there and hang out,
Exactly. Like I think, if I want to go club, you can do that. If I want to go eat, I can do that. If I want to go see, last time you just saw Shin Lim, right? Like you can do that. You can,
yeah.
Do a bunch of really touristy stuff. You can eat all the special foods all over the country. So
yeah.
Huge fan. I mean, like, there's the whole like farm to table thing in like locally sourced blah 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 that like San Francisco and a lot of big cities like to tout. It's really unique because like Vegas has like the exact opposite thing, right? Because you can't grow anything in Vegas, so they have to import everything. So it's kind of just like, I don't know, it's like the world sampler platter.
That's true.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Underrated food scene.
That's very underrated food scene. Good, good little analysis there, Joe.
Thank you.
I like that. That was a
big brain talk. Anyway, Dom, you want to talk about your LA trip?
Yeah. So me and the doc went to LA for Kaylin's graduation at Marshall School of Business, I think that's what they're
Who's
called.
Kaylin?
Kaylin Gentry.
Oh.
So she graduated from the MBA program at USC. So shout out to her, making moves. And then it was Sarah Sanchez, winner of our first ever fridge magnet giveaway.
Pew, pew, pew.
We had our had our social media manager hand deliver it to her.
Our social media managers that don't post.
Yeah.
So you know, we crashed with her. Got that 5-star service from Casa de Sanchez.
We take care of our listeners if you're out there.
Yeah.
I went to the graduation.
We got more, by the way. I found a bunch
really?
Of them. I found a bunch of them in my bag. Yeah. So
nice.
So
we can do another giveaway.
We can do another giveaway. There we go.
Nice.
If you the first person to tweet at Dom, or first person to tag AirPods and Airballs and tag the three of us with quote or with hashtag the chain smokers, we'll send you a magnet. How about that?
Exactly.
Right. Only rule is you can't have a magnet already. And I think we have a pretty good idea of who has a magnet at this point. So first person to tweet the three of us and at AirPods and Airballs with hashtag the chain smokers, magnet is on your way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, keep going. My bad. Let me just cut you off. Keep going, Dom.
Yeah. Now we went to Alibi Room after the graduation. Classic, mm-hmm. classic spot. And then Saturday we went to. Do you guys remember the Custom Hotel?
Yeah.
So right, it's by like LAX.
So it's now something called the
Hotel June.
Hotel June.
Yeah.
So another friend of the pod, Annie Moody, was DJing there for like the pool party or day party thing. So nice. Check that out. You know, had a nice little day bed. Perfect weather actually in LA this weekend. So that was really nice. And then took a nice little power nap when we got home, and then went to like a birthday dinner for Sarah, and then we did karaoke in K-Town, and then got some Del Taco.
Nice.
I saw the flex on Twitter. Yeah.
Del Taco.
Inspired by last week's pod.
Yeah. I had two chicken soft tacos and a Del Classic chicken burrito. Amazing. And then Sunday met up with my parents, took my mom out to like an early birthday lunch, and then flew back. So nice honest trip.
Yeah,
sounds like a good trip. Sounds like a nice standard LA trip. Saw the karaoke videos, was very jealous,
filled with family and friends.
How did I sound, by the way? I was doing
the thing where I was watching the Instagram stories between meetings this morning, you know what I mean? So it was just kind of, or like I was watching in the airport and I was just like, okay, like I kind of get the vibe here.
What was your go-to song? What did you select?
What was this couple song?
I was like the only guy. What
was the couple song?
Oh, on that story, we both said Breaking Free. So we did it. We did a pre like newlywed game. We had a pre newlywed game moment there. Mm. Didn't even plan it, but I was the only guy there really that was like willing to sing at the time. And so it's hard when like everyone else is like a girl and like their voices are much higher than yours, right? So I gotta keep it low. So I just did like that red jumpsuit apparatus song.
How's it go?
I'm not gonna sing it. that face down one. It's very dark. It's like about abuse.
But actually, how's the song? I don't think I know the song.
Well, the next person that tags Joe tags Joe and links the song gets a magnet.
Wild.
Also, with people like Megan, Annie, Sarah, Kaylin, it's really hard. The touches non-existent. I'm just standing in the corner waiting for
Mike's not making it back.
Yeah,
you're like Pialica on the bench.
we're just waiting for our turn.
Yeah. You might get called in when you're down 30, but. But no, it looked like a very fun trip. Looks like we had three good weekends. Really bummed I didn't run into you, Brad, in Vegas. Really bummed you weren't there to celebrate with us, Dom. You know, Vito likes to gamble, but I can't get him to waste money on side bets like I can with you. I was playing Pie Gal Poker just like because I was like I wanted to just get my last table game before on the way out. And Pie Gal Poker, you don't win much money, but like the guy next to me was betting $200 a hand and betting like $25 on the side bet, and I was like, wow. I was like. Yeah.
You're like,
maybe this is Dom pushing me to do something. Yeah. I was like, yeah, this guy's built it. Anyway. You want to talk some basketball?
Let's do it.
Back to our hoops. First,
do we want to have any thoughts on the Suns before we move on to Mavs and Warriors?
Does it deserve our effort? I don't know. Let me put it like this. What a pathetic game 7 showing, right? And like it was pathetic what the Warriors did in game 5 against the Nuggets, right? but at least it wasn't at home.
Yeah, it's not game 7.
Game 7, but I don't know. It's just like, is this the end of the Chris Paul era of being him being like good, right? What do the Suns do, right? Like, what happens to Ayton? Does Ayton get an extension? Like, they got a lot of money committed to like, you know, Chris Paul, but also like Miles Bridges is making like $20 million. Landry Shamet's making like $9 million. I think they have over $100 million committed already or something crazy like that. So, I don't, and that's even before they have to give Aiden an extension. I guess
not looking good.
Is the window over? I guess is the question to ask.
I hope so. Hey, I mean, I don't know, the whole Devin Booker thing. I didn't realize how much of like whiner he is. Like I don't think I realized that like when they were irrelevant. I mean, I knew there was that funny video of him complaining about getting double teamed in an open gym, which is the hilarious video, especially when it resurfaced this week or today. But I didn't really realize he was such a like, I don't know, constant complainer to like about referees and all that stuff. I hate guys who play that way.
Yeah, I think he's the first player to really own like an emoji face.
Mm-hmm.
That sad whining face is literally him all the time.
All the time.
Putting the ball on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. That was like Clippers 2020 level of fun I had yesterday on on Twitter.
I will say I got home like, you know, I landed from Vegas. I had to drive to San Jose to pick up like the dog. And then I got back to my place like right before the game started. So I started watching the game, right? Luka obviously got hot early, kind of like really big statement, got up. Second quarter, I like fell asleep on the couch, like, you know, and the Mavs were only up maybe like 15. Mm-hmm. But then I woke up at halftime and was floored by what the score was. I missed the whole like Dinwiddie thing, but like, I don't know. Like, how do you score 27 points? Right.
Is that how much they put it at half? At half?
Yeah. Luka.
Yeah. I actually didn't even watch any of the game because we were delayed in the JSX terminal and we were just kind of hanging out. And I don't know. I was really tired, so I just didn't feel like getting involved, but I would check the score on ESPN. And I think it was like they were down 40 at one point, and I was like, "Wow, this is, yeah."
Yeah, it just kind of snowballed, you know, like.
Mavs like it was never close, out. Right? It was like it wasn't even like the Mavs pulled away. It was just like from the get go.
I think the closest it was like 27-20. I think in the first or second quarter, or no, first quarter.
Mm.
Yeah, just, you know, a beautiful avalanche of unfortunate events for the Suns.
I mean, like, as a Warriors fan watching this game, I don't know. Like, I saw a bunch of stuff on Twitter, like, the Warriors are probably rooting for the Suns, right? I was really conflicted about who I wanted the Warriors to play, right? Like I think Luka is probably the best player in the West right now remaining, right, frankly. But also, Luka gives the Warriors home court advantage. So like Warriors had trouble against the Suns all year, right? But also, I think the way the Suns have been playing, it's almost Warriors-esque the way they like can turn it off and just not show up for some games. Yeah. So, and selfishly, you know, the Warriors have had Chris Paul's number for so many years. It would have been nice to put like the final nail in his career coffin. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know. We're moving to the Mavs, or we're always playing the Mavs now. Obviously game one's on Wednesday. I don't know. Like, I'm feeling optimistic, I got to say.
Like, I feel better about playing the Mavs than the Suns, if I'm being honest.
No, I'd much rather play the Suns. But like, really? Well, let me put it like this. I think what goes really well for the Warriors playing the Mavericks is the game plan is going to be a lot similar as it was to the Grizzlies and a lot similar to what it was to the Nuggets, basically. Where
Well, they don't really have a big man, so that we can just play small versus small with them.
Well, I mean, they can play small too. That's the problem. But like basically, like against the Nuggets and the Grizzlies, what the Warriors did was like, hey, Jokic and Ja are going to go for 40 points, 10 rebounds, 8 assists, and that's fine. But as long as we don't let like the other guys like go off and score, right? Mm-hmm. Like we'll be okay, right? Like the Warriors let Ja, like never double Ja. And just basically made sure like Bane and Brooks did his own job of like not going off, but like, you know, made sure all the other guys like just were pretty much contained. And you got to imagine the Warriors are going to do a similar thing, right? Because Luka really thrives when he's double teamed and blitzed and things like that, right? And last thing we need is like Luka hitting Kleber or Bullock and they start getting going from three, right? So I think the Warriors game plan is similar. But like what makes me nervous is Dallas is a really good defensive team. And it's not like they're a team made up of like really good defenders. Like as a team, like just, they play really good team defense. Like that clip of Jason Kidd, like went viral on the NBA, like,
yeah,
you know, coaching him on the defensive side. And I think that if the Warriors play careless, like they have been in game four, game five, game six of the Grizzly series, then there's no way they win. Right. Like the Grizzlies are careless with the ball and the Warriors were able to make up some of those turnovers they gave up, but Dallas is the exact opposite. Like they don't turn the ball over much. Like they don't have much of an offense, but like they make shots. Like, you know, they don't make mistakes. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm optimistic. Like, I think if you were to take all the performances of, I know I'm talking a lot, but sorry, but like, I think if you take all the performances of what the Warriors have done so far and all the performances of what like the Mavericks have done so far, I think on average, the Mavericks are probably performing at a higher level than the Warriors are, but I'd say the Warriors' ceiling is higher, mm-hmm. And their floor is lower. Mm-hmm. Like it's sporadic. You don't know which Warriors. Are you going to get the Warriors team that put up 145 points? Or are you going to get the Warriors team that like loses by 50?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think we're going to sweep them. That's all I'm going to say.
Warriors in four.
Warriors in four. You heard it here first. I'm not even scared of the Mavericks. I genuinely did not even know they were even good until. I'm serious. They don't scare me like at all. Yeah.
So you don't. Warriors in four. If you don't think they're gonna double Luka or blitz him, are you guys just sticking Draymond on him first, or Wiggins, or
probably Wiggins? Hey, I guess.
Who's being sacrificed to Luka?
I think basically it's Wiggins spending as much time mm-hmm. as he can on Luka. But like Wiggins and like it's about the same size as Miles Bridges. So it's, I mean, like Luka's a bigger guy than Wiggins is, right? Like Luka's like what, 6'8", 225. Mm-hmm. Wiggins is like 6'8", 195, right? So yeah.
He's just gonna back him down.
Yeah. I don't know. Like Luka kind of plays like a fat Kevin Durant.
Clay's too broken to guard Luka.
Well, I think
they're preserving Clay as much as they can right now.
But I think the big thing, there's a lot of questions about, okay, who do the Warriors start? Like, does Dallas play Dwight Powell? Right? Because if Dallas plays Dwight Powell, Warriors can put Kevon Looney out there and he was great in game six and does really well in his role. Right. But I mean, the Warriors, like Clay and Steph can hang out with like Kleber and Dorian Finney-Smith and all these guys and just make sure they don't get the shots up for three. But like, it's just, can the Warriors punish Luka on D? And I think it's going to be really tough because they probably put Luka on like Draymond, right? Or mm-hmm. Wiggins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all they have to do is just run him around, which they will because they do a lot of off-ball motion.
Well, but like, is Wiggins...
They'll switch everything.
Yeah, so switch everything. And if you're Wiggins, like if you're Wiggins running off an off file screen, are you really going over the screen, or are you just gonna go under it?
You know, well, if Wiggins can, if as long as Wiggins doesn't hit Harrison Barnes' level of shooting, I think we'll be fine.
I do think though, like predicting the series a bit, I think the Warriors are going to go out to like an early, like I think there's a good shot the Warriors start the series up 2-0. Mm-hmm. And it's because if you look at like the type of offense the Warriors play, the Warriors rarely use any pick and roll, right? They like do a lot of like off-ball action and a lot of dribble handoffs and things like that. Yeah. Love it. And like action. Dallas is coming off two series of like two of the most heavy pick and roll teams in the NBA between mm-hmm. like a Phoenix and Utah. So like, I think there's going to be a little bit of adjustment there, right? They're going to mm-hmm. have to figure it out. Warriors probably have some wrinkles in this. They're going to add, they're going to keep running somebody around a bunch of off ball screens and do a bunch of stuff. I mean, it's the beauty of the Warriors, right? Like they're going to turn the ball over because they have this, like, I don't know, one of the most beautiful offenses in NBA history. But I think there's like a big adjustment period of like, oh shit, like the Warriors aren't just going to try to hunt whoever and just you know, play their offense for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be an adjustment for the Warriors too, because Dallas plays such a slow, methodical pace. You know, like they're going to, hopefully they make sure they clean up the glass, right? Because I think the Grizzlies got absolutely demolished on the defensive boards, especially that last game, right? So hopefully they, you know, put an emphasis on rebounding and basically slow the pace, because I think Luka obviously thrives off that. He could get whatever shot he wants against anybody. Like Bridges supposed to be like Defensive Player of the Year candidate. Jay Crowder supposed to be a solid defender, and he just made them look like mush. Right on an ISO ball. So I think Mavs are definitely going to hunt whoever. Like, it's going to be hard for you guys, I think, to play that new like death lineup that whatever you guys were running with, just because they're going to be able to expose that on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. Luka's just going to, if assuming you guys switch everything, you know, Luka's just going to hunt whoever.
Yeah.
Whoever's in foul trouble or Steph, Jordan Poole, and then, you know, depending on what you guys do, like blitz him or let Luka score, I think the Mavs have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, I will say, like, Luka is the best player the Warriors have faced so far in this playoffs, and also probably will face in this playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, better than Jokic.
Yeah, 100%. Well, But I also think that, like, similar to like what you're saying about Luka just being able to hunt, I think that's fine. I think that's just like built into like how the Warriors are going to approach this game, right? Like, well, one, I'd say like the Warriors have a lot of experience of like avoiding Steph being on people's best players. Like, if you look at a lot of how they avoid putting, like, they didn't do this with like Ja Morant, but like if you think, I mean, this is also like not relevant, but or like a long time ago, but the way they played against, I don't know, when they used to play like the Cavs, for example, to make sure like LeBron wouldn't hunt Steph, they would do a lot of like Steph hedges and then a quick show double and quickly retreat and everyone rotates. So I don't know, we'll see. I think the Warriors would be good about rotating off. If I could be completely wrong, so who knows. But I think on the other end, I don't know if the Mavs have enough defenders to cover all the Warriors guards, right? Like, if the Warriors do go truly small, you basically force Dwight Powell off the floor. And then if you put Luka on Draymond, you know, in between Steph, Clay, and Poole, right? Like, Bullock's their best defender. And then, like, Clever and Finney Smith are fine.
Finney Smith's pretty competent.
Yeah. I mean, he's competent, but, like, just competent. Stop Jordan Poole. Like, I think the real thing is Jordan Poole here, if he's not scoring 25 points a game, he can't be on the floor in crunch time. It's just as simple as that. Like, because like you saw in game two against like Memphis, like Ja just ate him up, right? And so if he's, you know, in between like Clay, Steph, and Poole, One of them's going to have a bad shooting night, right? Like any given night. You just got to hope it's not two of them.
Yeah. Clay's bad shooting nights are the worst, though, because he just forces it. Like when Clay's shooting poorly, oof, it's a rough experience.
Yeah, but like but you leave Clay on because Clay's 6'8". You know what I mean? Like Poole's 6'3".
Right? I won't tolerate any Jordan Poole slander, but I'm too tired to fight back, so yes.
I don't know. Poole's also in line to get like $100 million extension, so it's gonna be okay.
Yeah, he's gonna get paid next summer.
But yeah. I think it's gonna be a good series. I mean, like you got like pros and cons on each side, right? Like Draymond erases a lot on your guys' defense, but he can't be everywhere if the Mavs are like spread, like running that five out. And Luka's willing to give, you know, like he gives it up to Brunson or Dinwiddie like quickly if he senses that blitz coming, and he can get his own shot, Brunson or Dinwiddie. So I think it'll be a really good series. Like I think it's going six or seven easy.
Yeah, I think it's going six or seven too. I don't know. Like I actually feel okay about it. I feel like Dinwiddie's this series, like JJJ. Brad's put the four up. But like if Dinwiddie plays like he did in game seven, it's just like, okay, like what can we do here? Right? It's almost you're helpless. But
I'm not sure if we could fully trust Dinwiddie at this point. Yeah, he's only showed up these last two games.
Yeah.
maybe you know, the confidence stays and travels to San Francisco, but
didn't he have did he tear his ACL a couple years ago? Did I make that up?
He had some sort of injury. Yeah. He's a step slower. Like the thing is the second unit, like when he's on the floor and Luka's not, that's probably who the Warriors hunt. Like they don't do a ton of hunting, but like, or I mean they do, but they don't do it in like pick and rolls. They just do a lot of dribble handoff, like stuff. That's probably who the Warriors, like who Poole probably tries to exploit. But I don't know. We'll see. It's going to take a really good Luka series. Like, I think that's just like, that's ground zero, right? Like the Warriors prove they're not the Utah Jazz, right? Like, so it's going to take it. Luka's going to need to be there and he's going to need to do his thing, like in order for it to stay close. But like, that's also, Luka has not given.
He hasn't had a bad series.
Yeah, he hasn't given us any reason not to think that that's going to happen. I also think for the Warriors, it's going to really depend on what version of Otto Porter we get, and if Iguodala decides to touch the floor or not. Right?
I don't even want Iguodala back at this point. It's like,
but we need the minutes. That's the thing, right? Like we need like they're big bodies that can hang with Luka, right? And if you're just asking Draymond, Wiggins, Clay to like take turns, they're gonna tire out really quick. Like you need the guy that can take those fouls.
Good for a strip.
Yeah.
One strip a game.
Good for a strip, good for like a good rotation.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Like you need to spell them, or else like the Warriors are gonna have to, I don't know, you're gonna trust Kuminga still, right?
Yeah, I'm all in. I'm all in on Kuminga. I'm the worst Warriors fan. I'll say,
Brad, you didn't watch the last two games.
Dude, I'll go down on it. I'll get swept if Kuminga and Jordan Poole get theirs. I don't even care. I'm here for it.
Oh man. Warriors in four, but give me Kuminga and Poole
in crunch time. Bro, if Kuminga and Poole light it up and they are playing crunch time, I will do Mavs in three. That's fine by me. I'm selfish.
It's also going to be interesting what the Warriors see on Juan Toscano Anderson too. So, because I think you just need to like Damian Lee plays because you need that guard play to replace GP2. But now, like, because Luka, like, the Mavs are really good medium size. Like they play good medium ball. So like, you know, you kind of need those medium bodies to catch up. So I think there's going to be some Juan Toscano Anderson, even if he is in playoff ready, but I don't know. Gives you 5 minutes of okay defense, take a foul or two. Mike Brown can waste a challenge on his charge, but you're all good. Anyway, what do you think? So Dom, what do you think?
Serious prediction?
Yeah, I know you picked Memphis the Mavericks to go to the finals.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. I'm going Mavs in six. I think we get the split in San Francisco, split in Dallas. Luka steals game five and then close it out game six.
Brad said Warriors four. Yep. Brad is optimistic, and I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I was listening to a lot of stuff as possible to try to get opinionated about this, but I think it's really Warriors in six. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be stressful. It's not. I don't know. Brad's going to show up here and just laugh at us next week. But
this is going to be the least competitive series of the entire playoffs. I'm just throwing it out there.
Denver was pretty.
Yeah, Denver was pretty laughable. Yeah. Well, I guess what has you so confident, or I guess why doesn't Dallas put fear in your heart?
I just like outside of Luka Doncic, I can't name like three players on their team. I think they're just not a very good basketball team.
Fair.
They just like the number one team in the West.
You'll soon learn.
Yeah, they beat Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Chris Paul, yeah. Mikal Bridges. Like
that's because the Suns are also bad. So it's a non-competitive series. It's okay. We can look forward to the Celtics in the finals.
Oh my God.
Brad's talking like he thinks Dallas is hungover too.
They are. I saw Luka Doncic at the Chainsmokers on Saturday night. Arizona and Arizona and Vegas are only like a less than an hour plane ride apart from each other. Yeah. So, you know.
Did you actually see him or no?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There's no way he was at the club and then went to play game seven the next day.
Ja went out in San Francisco.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot game seven is on Sunday. Anyway, quick thoughts about Boston, Miami.
Go Heat. That's all I'll say. I cannot be Boston. Put in a position where I'm rooting for the Warriors in the finals. Like that is just ultimate hell.
But I will say, like, I am also Go Heat because of the Quisto. But like, Boston's had the toughest road of any team. To get to this point, and I don't think it's close. The Nets probably wasn't as close a series as we thought, but I mean, the Bucks series was hard fought, right?
Yeah. I think that was just a huge coaching fumble from Budenholzer, just allowing Boston open threes like the last three games, or basically the whole series. Like, he can't do the same thing, right? People are going to get comfortable shooting threes, and they were making them at a high clip, and just he stuck with it, and they got burned. So that's what I'll say.
Anyway, I go Heat, go Heat, go Heat. Warriors finals. Philippines will go crazy. yeah. Anything else to add before we break?
I guess real quick, Sarah did ask us to give us our Real Housewives of Beverly Hills taglines. I think we'll table that for the next episode because
I was like that is mean of you, Dom.
I need to do more research.
I was like, I saw that tweet too. Sorry, Sarah. If you made it this far into the plot, good for you. But I was not 100% sure what she was asking either, and I was gonna ask you about it, but I forgot.
We'll tee it up next week. Yes, or next time.
But. Sweet. Anyway, hope y'all enjoyed the special Monday edition. We'll hopefully be back next Wednesday talking about
something. The sweep.
Talking about the sweep.
Yeah. You guys heard it.
I don't even know if they play four games in between then. But in Brad's eyes, it's a sweep.
Yeah,
it's
Brad's sweep. Eyes.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
Anyway. You don't think there's any like 2011 thing or like any still 2007 bad blood that's going to boil over here?
I don't think so. It's total, like, first of all, is Chase Center the same as Oracle?
No.
Mm-mm. Is it the same energy?
Mm-mm.
It was loud during game six. I will say that. It's not Oracle loud, but it's like, I don't know. It wasn't like It was bad. It's bad in the regular season. It's okay during the postseason. Yeah.
I mean, like, it's totally different situations, right? Dallas was the one seed. You guys are the eight seed.
Yeah.
So it's almost kind of flipped, but, like, I think it's a little more even these days. And, you know, none of the same players are around. So, you know, that'll say that.
There you go. Well, this is a fun one. We'll be back next week. And yeah, peace.
Pat's going to bed. I'm going to bed. Pat's
going to bed. Peace, 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 peace. I say peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Bye.